And there's five.
He's not here.
He is. Yud Gimel Tammuz, Friday the 7th of July, Rabbi Moshe Klo, Ani Basumi Teilech.
Good morning. The Gemara, I'd like to begin with a thought that the Gemara in Brochus the Gemara Brochus Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara quotes that when the Sanhedrin was Goyla in Yavne, and the Yeshiva was also Goyel in Yavne. So the Tamid, the Tanoim, spoke Bechveid Achsanye, which means Bechveid Atoiru. What was the purpose of speaking Bechveid Atoiru? It was because the Tamid, when I came to learn Yeshiva in Yavne, didn't have any place to stay. So therefore, they had to speak to the Balibatim to show the Erech Atoiru, and therefore the Balibatim should take them in accommodations. So the Gemara says, "Posach Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh Medabrim b'Cholmokim b'Chveid Atoyer b'Dorash." The Moishe ikach es ha'oil, v'notel l'mchutz l'machne. Moishe took the oil moed and was mchutz l'machne. It was the zman of Nezifo. V'al yedvom kav v'choyme. V'ma orin Hashem. Sheloyel meruchok el shnei mosam mil. The orin Hashem was 12 mil, a distance to walk 12 mil from the machne. And therefore, if he'd want to learn Torah, he had to go to the Eil Moed. So he had to walk 12 mil. Omer Toiro, and the Torah calls that person, is mashiv that person. Mavakish Hashem, Yetzel Eil Moed. And the Torah calls him Mavakish Hashem. Tamid Chachom, Shahulchim Me'il, Le'ir, Mumdin, Lamedina, Lul Moed Toiro, Al Achas Kama Bekama. Tachum da Goyla from one city to another city, Kolshkein, they considered Mavakish Toiro. So, Vakshe Toiro, it's a Gavaldige Musik, it's a Gavaldige Chashiv, it's a Vakshe Toiro. So, I was thinking, we could also make a Kavu Chayim. In the Zman HaMidbar, there's no need to make Parnasa, there's no businesses, no Geschäften. They had a whole day. If a person were learning Toiro, it'd be a Poshta battle. Nothing to do with this time, no papers, no nothing. And after became the Torah calls a person that goes to Eil Moed Mevakesh Hashem. But the Batim, the Oisek and Parnoso, and they're busy with themselves the whole day, they have things to do. And after became the Magdish, they put away a time, and it's Kodesh by them. You can't budget for Torah. Al Achas Kamo Vekamo, they can be considered Mevakesh Hashem. So it's an honor for me, it's a covet for me, to speak before Mevakesh Hashem. If David Shlomo Melech says in Tehillim, Ani Besumi Eilech, when a person does Avodas Hashem, he's Oyvid the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should be Oyvid the Kodesh Baruch Hu Besumi. To translate the word Besumi, it's like a tam. A person of tam. I would say it's not intellectual. It's the opposite from intellectual. It's a certain ignorance, a certain simple-minded person, a tam. A fshtetushkin inyan, a tam. What's the pshat when you're oivid avodas Hashem, you should be oivid Hashem with a tmimus, with an innocence, with an ignorance. What's the pshat? In this week's parsha, we have a sequence of events that Balak is afraid of Klal Yisrael, and he calls upon Bilam to the rescue. They should recall Klal Yisrael. Now this Maisa, we can understand the Maisa in Chalosa Vatsoifo, it's understood. Balak, Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. They were Kovish, Pemori, Sichon, Anoi, Anokim, Nephilim. So who is he? He was afraid of Klal Yisrael. That's understood. To seek the rescue from Bilam is also understood. He experienced firsthand the power of Bilam's klolo. When it came to Sichon, to be Kodesh Cheshboin, which belonged to Moyov, so Rashi says, how were they able to be Kodesh Moyov, Cheshboin that belonged to Moyov? Bilam put a klolo on Moyov, and with that, they were able to be Kodesh, Sichon was able to be Kodesh. So Balak Melech Moyov experienced firsthand that Bilam has powers that could destroy. So therefore he turned to Bilam to help him out. Understood. The fact that Bilam wanted to go, he had such an urge, such sheifis to go and be mekalel, even though the Eibusha told him not to go, he sought every kind of tirutz, this tirutz and that tirutz, to be able to go. This also understood. Bilam Arosho at 3 meters rois, Ayin Ro, Ruach Gevoya, Balgaiva, and Nefesh Rechovo, a Baltaiva. So these 3 meters rois gave him a drive, a sheifis, to Mekal Klayis. He was going to achieve all these 3 meters. They're going to fulfill. So it's also everything understood. There's one thing that in this sequence of events in this parsha, which is not to comprehend. It's not, I can't understand how a human mind can understand this mice. And it's a mice. Chukas, the parsha before, had to report a doma, it's a mitzvah, it's a choik. It's a choik. You have to understand it. You don't try to understand it. When the Torah says a mice, it's a mice. The mice are happy with a human being. You have to understand this mice. Bilam on his way to a bodok, all of a sudden, Vayiftach Hashem, espia osein, vatayim el Bilam, ma asisa lecho, ki kison is a sholish agoli. Vayim el Bilam lo osein, ki salalpi, lo yeshcher biyodi, ki at aragtich. It's hard to understand how even a simple person, a pashto person, that's going on his way, and all of a sudden this osein, a behemen, turns to him, starts having a conversation with him, back and forth, even beat him in the conversation. And he continues on the conversation like he's speaking to a normal person, like a person. How is it possible that he's not in streaming? It doesn't stop a second. It's a yield sign. Slow down a bit. Think it through. 1 second. This awesome speaking to me. Something's going on. Let me think it through. Maybe it's not the right thing I'm doing here. Nothing. Bilam has a conversation back and forth with an awesome, and it doesn't budge. He doesn't budge him. He doesn't realize he's speaking to an awesome. How is it possible? That would be a simple person. Bilam, the Chazal call him Chochum Shebu'umois. Intellectual person, Chochum Shebu'umois. Chochum Shebu'umois, he was a big Eitzah giver. He gave Eitzahs. Eitzah gave for Balak that he wasn't able to be Mekalel. So his Eitzah was to be Mezan with Bnei Smoyo and Baal Pa'or Davei Dezoro and without the tefillahs without the Maaseh Pinchos, that would have destroyed Klal Yisrael as well. So he's a big Eitzah Geber. He was an Eitzah Geber also in Mitzrayim. He gave Pari the Eitzah of Nischakmo. 3 Sholish Be'Eitzah. He was the Eitzah that gave Pari of Nischakmo. It's also a fine Eitzah. Reminds me of a Maaseh that was this person had a business, a Geschäft. And somebody unemployed came to him and said, maybe you can employ me. I'm unemployed. He says, no. Comes back the next day, till finally he couldn't hold. He broke, and he tells him, okay, tell me, what can you do? Are you an accountant? No. Can you drift the tennis racket? No. What can you do? How can I employ you? I'm an Eitzah Geber. I can give good Eitzahs. So you know what he says? Give me an Eitzah, how do I get rid of you? But Bilam was taka true Eitzah Geber, and he was a Chochum Shebu'umois Bilam. Svi Kumtas, how is it possible to understand in the human mind that Bilam can have a conversation with an Osin and like nothing and speaking to a Chover? This Kasha, this Gevaldige Kasha, is to Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says the following. And the Pasuk is allowed to be. Hoyeroyu Bilam, Shiyitmo, Bepela, Godol Hazeh, Shol Dibor Osin. It was... It should have been that Bilam shouldn't be matmiya, should be an appella by him. V'shiyarish min ha'nes, ha'machudosh, v'amavil, the frightening ness. it should have had an impact on him. For hoyeloi lachshoi v'lizboinei, you should have thought, ki me'eis Hashem hoyse zois, le'sakel atzosoi v'leishav chachmosei ochor, that you should stop, you shouldn't go, you shouldn't continue on this journey, to be mekala. So how is it that Bill didn't pay any attention to it? Not to believe. Avo mitoi chach z'ruyusoi, v'roi ativoi, that's dying raw, u'miroi v'chevtze l'leches, and for Shifis, his gvaldia drive that he had to be Mekal Klai Yisrael, lokach in b'derech tamus. He took the situation b'derech tamus. Ignorantly. All of a sudden, his intellectual builder also came to Bilam speak, to a Hamor, also speaking to him, he became a tam. A fashtate to go and he doesn't see us in front of him. He doesn't realize things, he became like an idiot. And he keeps on speaking to him. It's a lalbi. It's a pele de kazach. You see from here that the sheifas of a person has a drive, his mind is in it, his heart is in it, and it can distract him from any mesichim, from anything that could disturb, that could distract his goal. How strong it is, the sheifas of a person, the drive of a person. Bilam went to do an aveiru. He went to Makal Klal Yisrael. It was a bad thing. But Lamaisa, we can learn from Bilam the midah. We can see from Bilam how humanly possible it is for such a midah, for such a sheifas, and such a drive, for someone such a chafetz lev to do something, he wouldn't pay attention to any distractions. So we can learn from Bilam that when a person does a mitzvah, or is an oved Hashem, he becomes a tam. He becomes ignorant to any things that can distract him from his ultimate goal of being oved Hashem. In the parsha, it says in the beginning, Vayachvesh es asoinoi. He himself, Bilam, he had servants, he was able to harness the son with his servants, but he did it himself. Says Rashi, Mikan shasinam akalkelis es ashuro. Shachova shuba atzmoi. That he himself harnessed the osi. Oma kodesh bochu. Roshe. Kva kodom cha avrom avinu. Shenema vayashkim avrom ba boike vayachbesh es chamoiroi. This means that you showed of Zrizus. Fakadomcho, Avram did it before you. You didn't invent it. You weren't the first one to do it. Avram already did it before you. It's hard to understand. Avram Avinu went to Akedo, Ve'achbesh es chamoiroi. He went to do a mitzvah with a gevaldige Zisus, and therefore Ve'achbesh es chamoiroi, Ve'ashkin Avram Baboike, es chamoiroi, he did it by himself. Bilam went to do an Aveirim. He had the Taivet, the royal lady, Dach Zorius. And therefore, it's more understood that there's reasons for a type. So how could Rashi say that we're telling Bilam, Kvakadomcha v'omavino? What Kvakadomcha? It's two different inyoni. One's doing a mitzvah, and one's doing an aveir for Taivis Liboy. What's the shaykhitz? So Chassam Sofer asks this question. And Chassam Sofer brings down from the Chovetz Chaim that the Chovetz Chaim says that one can learn midas as rizus from a roshim. How he executes his tithes, what kind of Jesus he does it, so we can learn the midas as Jesus, how it's possible, to what extent the Jesus can happen, we can learn that, one should learn that from a Rosh. So says the Chassam Sofer here, that's the Pshat in Rashi. Bilam did a Maaseh Ra. The Maaseh Ra was going to be Mekal Klal Yisrael. But he, l'chol apoches, there should be a certain tehillah in this Maaseh, to learn from him, the midas as Jesus, the whole epoch is that. To learn from midas as Jesus, says Rashi, even for that you're not worth it. You're not even worth the midas as Jesus, because we can learn the midas as Jesus from Avram straight from a mitzvah. We have to come on to you showing us the midas as Jesus from Aveiro. We can learn it directly from Avram Avinu going straight to a mitzvah. So we can say the same. Also by midas vido. Of lokach haseinin b'derech tamus, he took the inyan with an ignorance, not paying any attention to things that can be seach das from his ultimate goal. So we can say the same that from this parasha of Bilam, we can learn this midah of Zrizus. But how we have to understand what was the purpose? What was the purpose of the Eibishter to making such an incredible nest? Yivtach Hashem is piyosim. What's the purpose of this nest? It's such a big nest that the Mishnah says it had to be a bril, a creation from Ben Hashmas of Gras Oilam piyosim. So what's the purpose of this nest? So Chaim Shem Levit says we can't say the purpose was to stop Bilam from being Mekalel, which we see didn't help. Anyway, says Abchaim Shlomo Tzagavaldik in the Kudo. He says the Nes was to stop Bilam from being Oyver Aveir. They shouldn't go as his Bchiro. Kiviyochol to make it easy on him to choose not to go. I'm showing you something, Bilam, stop. Yivtach Hashem is Pi also, think it through. So the Eibishter Kiviyochol made it easier for him, for his Bchiro, to stop, not to go. So the Chayim can ask the same kasha. It didn't help anyway. Just like Abchaim Shlevit says that the reason for not to refrain from the klolo was the reason because anyway it didn't help. So it didn't help Bilam anyway. So the Chayim is thinking of Shatner Abchaim Shlevit says the following. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that if someone has a pardis, of Samach Tes, someone has a pardis, so in the Shvias he's mechuyev to make a siman on each eitz that grows fruit, that is orlo, neter avai, now they'll eat it. She's mechuyev to make a simin on the eighth that people should know this is orlo. Don't eat from this tree. Netaravai, you have to make pinyin. Because it's not shul people. Because it's shvias. People allowed this hefka. People allowed to eat. But if it's not shvias, it's not mechuyev to make a simin. What's pshat? It says, the Gemara haliteu l'rosh of ayomus. Adrab. If the rosh would come along and make gezel and steal a fruit, Adab, Halitel Rosh Yomis, let him make a deep Aveiro. The Aveiro should be more chomor, and the Yomis there should be even, the Oilo should be great on him. Gevaldik. If he steals a fruit in the morning, and he's coming to eat a second, a different fruit in the afternoon, I have to stop it. From the Iber, I have to stop it. But if it's the same fruit that he's doing the Aveiro with, Adab, let him fall to the end. So, Lachor, that's the Pshad here as well. Zichad Eivishter knew that he wasn't going to be Oibid. And Yivtach, it wasn't going to stop it. But Adarab, since Bilam HaRosh was going to do an Aveiro, the Eivishter Kiviyochol made it easy on him not to go. In order he should go, and he should fall, the Chet should be even greater. So the Chayre, what comes out, is that the Midah says, Jesus, we don't need Bilam. Midas Azizus, we don't need Bilam. We can learn directly from Avram by the Akedu. Masha Enkin, this Mido, Avani Betumi Eilech, Loka Chaseini Bederech Tamuz, we can learn Taka from Bilam. Bilam achieved, Lachol went from Aveir. But Lachol Apochus, we have to tell us from this Maisa, of Avram, of Bilam, that we don't have a limit from Avram, we can learn from Bilam, Loka Chaseini Bederech Tamuz, Ani Betumi Eilech. Lachol Apochus, that. But l'chayre, even this midah that we want to learn from Bilam, ani betumi eilech, to be ignorant to any distraction that could occur to stop a person from doing a mitzvah or ma'aseh tov, we can tell Bilam, even in this concept, even in this sugi, in this nekuda, kvar kadomcho Avram Avinu. We're not even worth this toilet. Why is it? The Gemara Sanhedrin says that when Avram was on the way to the Akedah, the Sotan bumped into him. I'm sure it wasn't by accident, and it was pre-planned. And he bumped into him and he started trying to persuade Avram, convincing Avram, that's not Kedai. The Akedah is not. It's not a good thing. It's not Kedai for you to go to the Akedah. The Gemara brings Pesukim over there, and Avram when he answers the Sotan. Three words. I'm sure you can guess the three words. Ani, betumi, eich. What's the Masa Matan? What was the conversation between the Sotan and Avram? How was he convincing him? So Medrash Rabba says, describes in detail the conversation went like this. The Sotan tells Avram, Omale, Sabo, Sabo, Ibadu Tolipo, He became crazy. Ben shenitin lechalakuf shana. A ben that was son that was given to you after 100 years. At the hoilof l'shochtei, you're going to sacrifice him. People are going to say you're crazy. The goyin says it wasn't stam a reputation issue. He had a reputation how to do a shidduch after with his son or with his other children because he became a crazy person. No. The goyin says it was a tifa tain that the son told him of him. A tifa tain. What was the tain? Avram Avinu's home halich was to be mekayv rechaykim to Kodesh Boch. Maybe it's idiyas Hashem. So the son is telling him, Rabbi Yehuda, Avram is telling him, if you're going to go to that Akedah, people are going to say you're crazy. If they're going to say you're crazy, you're going to be mekayv rechaykim, you're going to say, what's the istamakob? What's the chmashugge? So you're losing the whole, he has a whole organization of mekayv rechaykim. Hundreds of mekayv rechaykim, thousands. And you're going to do this maisa, you're going to lose the whole organization, the whole tachlis of Beifet Tidias Hashem. So what are you doing over here? So the maisa, the calculation of the Indian of the maisa, he had a point. The Sultan had a point. Maybe it's not Kedai. Maybe a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of nefoshes, one mitzvah. Yeah, Kedai. What does Avram answer him? People are going to sound crazy? You're right. The Sultan goes further. What's this at the end of it? They were just telling to me, to Sheikh Yitzchok. Who says it's the end of the story? Maybe tomorrow is the Sheikh Tzorah. Maybe if tomorrow is the Sheikh yourself. There's no end to it. What are you doing? What is the answer to him? You're right. The Sultan doesn't give up yet. He's a third time. He tells Avram, Omale. The Eibush is going to go, come tomorrow, after you shecht Yitzchak, and he's going to condemn you of being a Ratzeach. You're going to be a Ratzeach tomorrow. Maybe he didn't stand on the voo, he's going to say, maybe 100% sure you stood on the voo. It's not lo yo lo yazik. If you didn't shecht Yitzchak and it wasn't taken the tzivu Hashem, it's a Ratzeach. You're killing your own son. Was there about the answer him? Ein chinam. And the Gemara calls this Hanhog of Avram Avinu Ein chama. You're right. Ani betumi eilich. Avram, at the Sultan's telling him sechel dekazachen, intellectual tightness, and Avram is answering back to him like an ignorant person. You're right. Avram couldn't argue with him. Avram was able to argue with him. But Avram felt that if he'd go into this conversation with him backwards and forwards, Chas v'Shalom, it could be Mekar himself, and Chas v'Shalom could stop the Akedah. So therefore, when someone's doing a Tzivri Hashem, he has to be Misnai, Ani Betumi Eilech, Lokach Zine B'Derech Tamos, that nothing can distract him. Ad Kedekach. Everybody knows the Gemara. In Bab Mitzir Dafnutes, Tanusha Achnoi, there is a machloikis in Rabbi Lezer and Chachomin, if it's Tor or Tome. And Rabbi Lezer passed it's Tor, and there's a whole machloikis, and Rabbi Lezer said, I'm a Samayim Yechiyach, Charub Yechiyach, Chisi Besemedesh Yechichu. And finally, Rabbi Lezer says, Baskel Yechiyach. Let the Baskel come out in the Shemayim and say that the Loch is Rabbi Lezer, like myself. And the Baskel comes out and says, Halocha Rabbi Lezer Bechol Mokim. And the passing like Roy was against Rabbi Eliezer, and he didn't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Everyone knows this Gemara. The only Shaila is, say that, if Yeshua was right, what's the Shaila? What's Pshat in the Basko? What's Pshat in the Basko? Basko is the Shemayim. And the Shemayim is telling them, wasn't a hoax. The Shemayim is the Halacha Kabbalezer B'chol Moki. So what's Pshat in the Baskel? How can the Baskel say such a thing when it's Sheker, when it's not Emes? Reb Nissim Goyin, it's a Kabbal de Gazach. Reb Nissim Goyin in Broches, that you test him at base, asks his Kasher, and he says like this. He says, he has one teretz, and the second teretz, which is Negei Tos, he says like this. I can't find it inside here. Akoba, he says like this with Muslim going. He says that the Bas girl, stuff your test. The Bas girl set out Talocha Kavazav Chomokei to be Menase, the Tanoim, Haib. They're going to go according to the Bas girl, or they're going to go according to the Shulchan Aruch, Acher Rabbi Mahadis. The whole taknas of the Bas girl to say Talocha Kavazav Chomokei was a nisoyin to see if the Tanoim are going to fall for it. They're going to go according to the Bas girl, which is Oyin V'Noyron. I think it's even one of Piyosin. Piyosin speaks to the person and the Bilum should stop and think it over. If a person comes out of Lokha Mokim, it should zich have an impact on the Tanoim. It was a Gevaldik in the Soyin. And that was the Tatlas of the Bas girl. To see if a person, if the Tanoim, the Makayim the Shulchan Aruch bitmimos. And even the Bas girl comes out and says, Ta'aloha Kavlas, what are you doing, Elohim HaMokim? He becomes ignorant. He doesn't hear a Bas girl. He has no impact on him, the Bas girl. So we see, this Nekudo, the Avodas Hashem has to be solely with the Sheifas, to be kind of the Tzivi Hashem, and not to be distracted from any other things that could divert him. The Mishnah always says, "Kol mi sheyesh biyodoy shloish dvar malolu mitamidov shel avram avinu, v'shloish dvar acherim mitamidov shel Bilam Harosh." Whoever has three midas, these three midas, is considered tamidov shel Avram. These following three midas, different three midas, is a talmud from Bilam. What are the midas? Ayin toivo, v'ruach namucho, v'nefesh shafolo. Which is Ayin Toivah, Ruach Nemuchah is Anova, and Nefesh Shefolo is not, forgetful, it's Mestabik Bemuit, not about Taivah. Mitamido Shal Vom Avinu. Ayin Rov, Ruach Gavoy, Nefesh Shechovo, Mitamido Shebulam Arosh. It's the Sam Sofer. Why does the Tana have to explain to us the three Midas Toivis and the three Midas Rois, Mitamido Shal Avrom, or Mitamido Shebulam? Tell us, what's the DNA of Avrom? What's the DNA of Bilam? And I know that if someone follows in his tracks, he's a Talmud of Avram. In his tracks, the Talmud from Bilam and Rosh Hashanah. Why does the Tan have to say, "Kol mi sheyesh biyodo mitamidov shel Avram, mitamidov shel Bilam and Rosh"? Why does the Tana describe these three midas on the Tamidim? Something says what he says. I was thinking maybe we can say that if a person has. The person looks at Avram Avinu, he says, "Where am I? Where's Avram?" That's the Sheikh, there's no Zika, no connection whatsoever between the goddess of Avram and my matzav. And the same for Bilam HaRosh. Bilam HaRosh, even if I do an Aveir, but where do I come to Bilam HaRosh? Tana says it's a big mistake. The Tana says you should know there's a Beis HaMedrash of Avram. A congregation. Avraham Avinu came to Golders Green and he opened up a shul congregation. The Bilam Rosha came to Golders Green and also opened up a congregation. Not for shul, but a congregation. The Tadda says you should know the following. If you have these three midas tovos of Avram, you belong to the congregation of Avraham Avinu. You're not a big Avram, you're not a medium Avram, maybe a tiny small Avram. But you belong to this place of Medrash of Avram. But if you have the Midas Rois, there's no middle. There's no either by Avram or your second congregation of Bilam. If you have the three Midas Rois, you're not a Bilam maybe. Maybe a very tiny Bilam. You belong to the congregation of Bilam. Even a person has Sheifas L'chol HaPofes. To be metakin the Midas, he realizes his matziv and he knows he has to work on it. He also belongs to the congregation of Avram Avinu. Either you belong to Avram, his Beis Medrash, or you belong to Bilam. There's nothing in the middle. Salavai, that a person should learn from the Maisim Royin, the Midas Rois of Bilam, and to know what to do and how to do mitzvahs. And the Tana fares out at the end of the mission, it says, Talmido shal Avraham Avinu, oichilu bo'ilam hazeh, v'noichilu bo'ilam haba. Shkoyach.